Malachi chapter 4. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. You know, true faith is often compared to gold in Scripture. Fire purifies gold, but fire consumes stubble. And people who do not listen to God or obey God here in verse 1 are referred to as stubble. And so they're going to be fuel for the fire of God's judgment when Jesus Christ returns. Verse 2. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. The wings of the Son are its life-giving rays. And Jesus is the Son of Righteousness here in verse 2. And notice how he's going to make his people very, very happy, like animals having a great time running around in a field and kicking, jumping, because they're so happy they've been untied. They've got all this freedom and joy. That's how Jesus is going to make his people. He's going to make us feel that way when he comes, returns, and sets things right. 3. Then you will trample down the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day when I do these things, says the Lord Almighty. And it's not right for God's people to get revenge. That's the Lord's job. He is the just judge. But what verse 3 is saying is that good people are going to be happy because God will save them from bad people. 4. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. And the law here refers to the Torah, or the first 5 books of the Bible. It is the law that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. Verse 5. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And John the Baptist actually fulfilled this verse. Jesus said that John came in the spirit and power of Elijah. He was a preacher like Elijah. Preached a tough message. He preached repentance. He gave it to the people straight. But there's a double fulfillment of this verse, because it's also likely that Elijah will be one of the two witnesses spoken of in Revelation chapter 11. Elijah will return to earth at the close of the age and preach his heart out. And he will denounce sin. He will tell people to repent, because Jesus is about to return to earth to judge. 6. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. And that is precisely what John the Baptist tried to accomplish. He preached the word of God. He tried to get people to change their ways. And he also warned that those who would not change would experience the wrath of the Lord. That's it. Until next time, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.